This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Hide and Seek, and these are the Sextras. Bonus sexy content.
Good gravy!
Exclusive to podcast.
And you're back with the Sexperts for yet another week. This is Hide and Seek, and these are the Sextras. So, a little bit of topical news has come across the Hide and Seek news desk this week. So, Michael, what's been happening in the world?
What hasn't been happening in the world? We didn't get an opportunity to talk about this in the main episode, but just some fun cultural news that I thought it would be interesting to unpack from both a hilarity aspect and also from has this ever happened to you perspective. If you are chronically online, like some of us, you may have been following what's been happening on the website formerly known as Twitter, with a party called Beef Dip in Puerto Vallarta in Mexico. Is anyone else across Beef Dip Gate?
Yeah.
So for those uninitiated, Beef Dip is a Bear Week party that happens in Puerto Vallarta in Mexico, and some of the lovely queers that were at that event were live tweeting from the event that someone had defecated into the pool.
Oh dear.
With goodness knows, it looked like a huge pool. I don't know how many bears all floating around, and someone pooped in the pool.
Oh shit.
Literally. And so the questions were raised. How does this kind of thing happen? How do you not know that you need to go? How do you maybe misinterpret the signs? How do you, maybe let out some gas and then accidentally follow through? How does this happen? Has anyone ever pooped themselves in public?
Look, I think that the lesson here has got to be don't trust a fart. But I think that...
Not at a pool party.
No. I think that the person who's going to be most qualified to answer this particular question is our sauna expert, Rob.
Hi.
So has this ever happened in your experience as a sauna staff member?
As a staff member, yes. Not me. Not to me personally, by the way. No, but as a staff member, it has happened a few times. It does happen. Main thing is if the venue know what they're doing, if they are managing their pH levels and the chlorine levels, everyone will be fine. It's about, you're out of the pool at max an hour and a half, normally 45 minutes to an hour. So you'll be fine. You'll find things to do. I'm sure those toilets ended up busy.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone just checking. They're like, do I need a fart? You know what? I'm going
to
go to check.
I'm just going to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
What I particularly enjoyed about the party is that they had like the DJ set up at the front with the big like LCD screens or whatever. And so they obviously put a note up that it was like evacuate the pool or whatever. And then they put like a big sign on it. It was like, the pool has been cleaned, re-enter the pool. And there was like four people kind of like, maybe. Like milling about in the pool. They're like, I might just give it a
I'm
bit longer.
I'm going to say it. I'm sure they've like been in worse situations or they've had worse things on them.
You've literally
in
eaten
them.
Us, I mean.
Like, yeah.
I mean, the thing is, it answers the question, does a bear shit in the woods? No.
No,
it
in
shits
the pool.
In the pool.
I do. I have so many questions about this, which are none of the questions you had earlier. Like, what kind of shit was it? Was it like a floating log? Was it diarrhea?
Was it an oil spill?
Is this like a plunger? Like were they getting fucked in the pool and like someone's just plunged it all out?
So I have an answer.
Of course you do.
What's the tweet? Some of it. Honestly, the icons that were at this event that were taking pictures of people and being like, this is what's happening, live report coming to you from Puerto Vallarta. So the absolute queens that were the paid staff of the pool managed to remove the defecation from the event as per what I saw. They got one of those little plastic, drink cups or whatever, and whoop. So it
so it was solid.
It was solid, and it was extracted from the pool, so it wasn't,
Are we sure it wasn't just a picnic bar? Like someone was just eating a picnic bar and dropped it?
Could have happened.
I got bears.
So someone's side of pool just like eating rissoles? Like,
just a teddy bear picnic.
Teddy bear picnic. So it was extracted.
No one's actually going to check that.
Yeah. So I don't know whether that potentially makes the cleanup process and how long it takes to kind of recirculate.
It's a lot quicker.
Yeah.
If it's solid, it's a lot quicker. If it's like... If it's like a BP oil spill, you got to drain the entire pool.
Yeah. Yeah. Which they did not have to do, which would make sense.
That also looks like a giant infinity pool from the photo I saw. So.
Yeah, it was right. Ooh. It was right like on the beach.
Yeah.
I would just jump out and just jump
just
in the water.
Just go to the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to the beach.
Although I'd probably get swept away in a riptide or something. There'd probably be signs like, do not go in the water. This is not a safe substitute.
Deadly
for a poop
octopus or
pool.
Something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So yeah, it was removed. It looked more solid. Lots of the people posting on Twitter were like, thank you to these queens, and like took photos of the the hospitality staff that were tasked with removing it, and were like, I think they applauded them and everything, which I thought was wonderful.
Do we have a name? Do we know who? Has it been released?
Oh goodness, no. I don't know whether we'll ever know.
They've gone into witness protection.
Witness poop protection. Yeah, exactly. So, no, I don't know whether the person has come forward or been named. But I guess if you were going to shit yourself in public, inconvenience to everyone else, but at least you're in, like, water. Like,
yep.
It yeah. would... You could quickly kind of, like, I presume, like, rub that
rub
area
and...
Yeah! And sort of clean up and manage to, I would presume, exit the pool and be like, wasn't me, definitely wasn't me.
Hang on. So, I'm not having this sort... So, this is not a nude event, is it? So if it was solid, I would assume someone would have had to have taken off their bathing suit for it to have remained solid.
It would have floated.
I would presume being a bear event, I don't think it was clothing optional, but I presume there would have been a little bit of, you know, removing of the...
Yeah. Like these big parties, a lot of the time they're not clothing optional, but... Things happen.
Yeah.
Clothing, oh, no, it fell off.
Clothing can become optional at those kinds of events somewhat quickly. But depending on what people are wearing, you presumably could just quickly dack yourself and whip and...
Maybe they accidentally wore those, was it dissolvable swimwear? That might have been it.
I actually saw that on Twitter recently.
I think I saw the same video where the girlfriends bought them all for their boyfriends.
Yeah.
Oh, matching pairs.
They all wear underwear underneath and it's so disappointing.
No, the one that I saw, like this person's run into the water with the blue dissolvable swim shorts on.
Whoop.
And then it suddenly has just gone, I can't get out of the water, I can't get out of the water, oh my God. It's just like, yes,
yeah.
This is everything, this is just awesome.
Which is funny because like if it happened to any of us, we would just casually walk out of the water and be like, well, this happened, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, it's all in a day.
The other many questions that were raised online was, you know, from the bottom cohort on Twitter being like, I'm surprised you could even defecate because I'm on so many Imodium that that entire passage is blocked up for
what? Hashtag top privilege.
I had just assumed when I heard about this that the person had just, they'd been bottoming for a bit and then they've trusted a fart and then all of a sudden there's just this...
unclean douche water has come out.
It was like maybe like a white puddle floating across as well.
A snail trail.
But no, this is actually sounding a little bit more intentional.
It potentially could have been intentional. I mean, people have kinks. Let's just raise that. But also in these kind of like circuit party environments, there's a lot of alcohol going around. There's a lot of, you know, recreational drug taking and quite a lot of that can interrupt or change your kind of pooping habits. So it could have just been like, you know, I've had way too many of XYZ or whatever I took had something in it that I wasn't expecting, or I've just had a bit too much to drink and that
or someone
happen.
Could have sneezed and just, oh God.
Or they just didn't listen to their body.
I will say that, like, I love this. This, like, tickles the cockles of my heart in such a way. But as much as, like, we're all having, like, a fun and a joke about this, to if the person who did this and you're listening, like, my heart does go out to you because, like, I could not imagine how much panic I would be in if I was in this situation and how much that I would possibly go cry behind the change rooms. So, like, if that is you and that is your experience, my heart does actually go out to you and I hope that, like, you feel okay.
Yeah, I hope the person was not... presumably, this was, you know, just an accident.
Mm.
I would hope that no one ever finds out who it is, because it doesn't actually change anything.
Yeah.
It's like, doesn't unpoop the pool.
Mm.
But it does potentially, if it let this person get away with a little bit of privacy and a little bit of, you know...
Yeah. This is not the gay Agatha Christie murder mystery of all time. No one needs to solve it.
We are not the Nancy Drew of drag.
Yeah.
And then there was poop.
But I do have to say, I have a new saying now. This does not unpoop the pool.
You're welcome to that. You can use...
Stolen.
You can have that for free.
And on that golden note, you have been here with the Sexperts on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. These have been the Sextras. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you soon.
Do you want more?
Yes! Yes! Oh! Yes! Yes! Oh!
Catch all the Hide and Seek episodes on podcast at joy.org.au/hideandseek.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.